Welcome to Funky Fitness Now, where every week we take a look at some of the creative, unusual, and crazy things people do to get fit. We have a lot of fun, and occasionally we even learn something. So fasten your weight belt. It's time for Funky Fitness Now. Here are your hosts, Steve Stearns and Jessica Bailey.
Hi, this is Steve from Funky Fitness Now, and welcome to episode number three. Or two.
Or no, three. It's number three. Can you believe it? Woo!
Yay. I can't count. My co-host, Jessica Bailey, helping with the counting.
Great. Well, as long as I can help with something, it's good.
That's perfect. So we have a really interesting show tonight because we're going to go backwards.
Yeah, we're going to go back in time. This is awesome.
Back in time. Yeah, it's like a time machine.
Like a time machine, exactly.
So actually what we're talking about is retro running. Had you ever heard about this before we decided to do this show?
No. I have never heard of backwards running, but I have seen someone doing it on a treadmill.
Really?
Backwards running on a treadmill. And I had no idea what they were doing. I thought they were being crazy.
See, I've seen those guys on YouTube that are doing the – just recently there was a guy that was doing a dance thing to Bruno Mars and some of that stuff. But I've never seen anybody just run backwards on a treadmill.
Yeah, no. Oh, I saw that video too. He was like running dancing
yeah.
between two treadmills. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Looked like he could break his leg or something.
Yeah, but he was all over it. I wouldn't try that at the gym, but
yeah, no, I wouldn't try it either. I wouldn't try it in the privacy of my own home. Killing me.
Yeah, I would think like running backwards on the treadmill would be pretty darn scary. I mean, you don't have to worry about obstacles per se, but you got to kind of maintain your position, right?
Right. Oh, and I think like if you are running backwards, how do you know where you're going?
Right.
Like, I mean, I know for a fact if I were to run backwards, I would just run into a wall because I have problems like walking in a straight line going forward. So I can only imagine if I like had no idea where I was going, what would happen to me?
Well, you know, when I first started looking into this, I was thinking about that. I'm going, so what do they do? Do they wear like, remember the dentist to have the little mirror on the pole?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, do they have one of those like strapped under their forehead so they can see where they're going backwards? Or, but I guess they just kind of, you just kind of look over your shoulder a little bit.
Yeah. Well, or you just go on a path that you know
pretty well
where this path goes. I mean, probably that's not the best time to go exploring new environment if you are running backwards.
Right. Yeah, it's gotta be pretty familiar.
So do you know how fast you can go when you're running backwards?
Well, do you mean me personally or human beings?
A human being.
You know, I don't know for sure, but I did find this guy's name was Ryan Chucksky, I guess.
Oh.
And he ran a marathon. This is pretty interesting. He ran a marathon backwards before he ran it frontwards.
No way.
Yeah. And he did it faster backwards. He did 4 hours and 10 minutes backwards and 4 hours and 30 minutes forwards. Now, granted, he did do the forward one after doing the backward one.
Oh, he ran 2 marathons in one day?
Yeah, the same one. So while everybody else is like eating their pasta or doing whatever they're doing to prepare, he ran the whole route backwards.
Oh my God. He should just get a medal on because he did that. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really impressive.
That's 8 hours and 40 minutes of running.
That's crazy. Whoa, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
And he was faster.
Wow.
But that didn't even answer your question.
Well, I got distracted by Ryan Chukowski or whatever his name is.
Chukowski.
Wow.
Chukowski, yes.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty impressive. Well, I guess like, you know, if you are running forward, you're doing this like repetitive motion, right? So you're putting stress on your joints. When I run, like sometimes my ankles hurt because, you know, the way my feet are hitting the ground. So I guess if you're backwards running, it's going to like take that pressure off, right?
Yes.
It's gonna like release like any problems that you might be having in the ankle or the knee joint, and it'll like let you keep going.
Yeah, it's gotta feel different. You know, I mean, you're using the same muscles, but in a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is great because if you're injured, you still can work out. You don't have to like stay at home and watch TV. I mean, you could stay at home and watch TV, but you don't have to.
No. You could get out there and keep going. And actually, I think a lot of people do that. There was a thing in the research that I found where people do kind of a mixed version of this, where you run forward for a while, then you run backward for a while, then you run forward for a while. And the idea is exactly what you were saying, is just so that you don't get into that repetitive motion. You know, you give your muscles a break or whatever.
And it probably gives your mind a break too. I mean, if you're going backwards all the time, the focus that you would have to have.
Yeah, that's a good
to
point.
Like really stay in the game and stay very aware of where you are.
Yeah.
So you don't fall down.
You can't just zone out.
Yeah.
Now there was another, I do have the answer to your question though.
Oh.
This guy's name is Ferdy Adeboy.
Oh, okay.
Or Adobe or Odoboe. I think it's Adeboy. Ferdy Adeboy. So
yeah.
He ran the 100-yard dash in 12.8 seconds backwards.
Oh my God.
That seems fast. And I actually found a video of him, which I will put in the show notes, and it is amazing how fast this guy runs backwards.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. I wonder what the training is like for him to like run that fast backwards.
I don't know. He said that he had a lot of experience running anyway, but he spent tons and tons of time running backwards just to get used to it. It wasn't something that he felt you could just pick up quickly, you know. Really took him a while.
What's the name of the guy that was like the fastest runner? He was in the Olympics a couple years ago. I think his name was Usain Bolt or something like that.
That's right, Usain Bolt.
Oh, so is he like the Turkish version of that?
He is. How did you know he was from Turkey?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Well, I know. I think it's from his last name, Adobe or Adoba or what did you say?
I think it's Adeboy.
Adeboy. Oh, yeah.
That's what I would say when he gets done with 12.8 seconds. Adeboy.
Adeboy.
Ferdy.
Good. I think you should be there when he crosses his finish line.
Yeah.
Adeboy.
I think he could beat me backwards. If I was running forwards, he would be going faster than me when he's going backwards.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Wow. So he trained forwards running first before. And so I would imagine he was a pretty good athlete before he started doing this retro running, right?
Yeah, I guess so. He was doing marathons and different stuff even before he started doing the retro running or the backwards running. So he was a runner before.
So obviously you need a lot of experience. You can't just.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I want to give it a try, but I might do the mixed thing first, or a lot of people do the retro walking to start, you know?
Yeah. Just well, that seems a little bit safer, right? Because it's just like forward running. You can't just like get out of bed and go run a marathon. You have to like train for it. So maybe you start retro walking. I want to try that too. Let's film ourselves doing it.
Well, we could just film ourselves going forward and then play it in reverse.
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know how we're going to do this. No, we got to have some, let's do it for real. And I want to really try out and see how well I can walk in a straight line and how it feels on my body. I'm really interested in this.
I am too. We do a lot of stuff on Funky Fitness Now where we're kind of making fun of different things. And, you know, this is kind of interesting. I mean, if you saw somebody going down the street running backwards like this, that's pretty interesting. But, but you're right. I mean, the more research and looking into it is like, this kind of makes a lot of sense. I really want to give this a try.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I like the idea that it reduces impact on your joints. Yeah. I love that idea. I think it's great. Okay, I'll try it.
Even just to have a choice, you know, to kind of go, hey, I'm going to go out for a run today, but then you can flip back and forth from forwards to backwards to forwards. I think it's got to be better for your body.
Oh, I can't imagine. The issue I have with it is, wonder if like somehow the signal doesn't get to your brain, and as you're transferring from back to forward, you fall down. backwards. How do you stop? Like, if you are running backwards and you fall down, you're just gonna, your bum is just gonna hit the ground.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Well, they said in here somewhere that one of the things that they do is they practice falling and rolling. Because you're absolutely right. If you fall backwards, at least if you fall frontwards, you have a chance to catch yourself, you know, put your hands out or roll under your shoulder or something like that. But backwards, you're right. I mean, that's just going to be, I mean, if you're not used to doing it, that's going to hurt. You're just going to crack your head open.
Yeah. Oh, your medical bills are going up.
That's right. And I'm sure the insurance companies probably aren't going to go, oh, you were retro running? Sure, we'll cover that.
Right. First of all, I doubt that they even know what retro running is, considering you and I just learned this word a couple weeks ago.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. And we're in the fitness industry.
They're probably not covering it because they don't even know that it exists.
Yeah, probably. Well, let's say that there are many things that are weird about the insurance companies. Yeah, let's just say that it's because they don't know this exists.
Well, I like it. I think I agree with you. I think let's give it a try.
Okay.
What the heck?
All right. So when you go out, are you going out in the daytime or at nighttime?
Definitely in the daytime.
Yeah, me too. But I still am going to wear my reflective gear. I still am going to do it because I feel like I need people to really know that I'm there.
That is an excellent point. I hadn't really considered is around here, a lot of times we'll run on the road.
Yeah.
And you're running towards traffic. And I don't think retro running on the road would be a good idea. Not for me anyway.
No, don't. Please don't do that. It could be really bad.
Yeah. You definitely want to do this at a park or something like that.
Well, you want to go in a safe, controlled environment, right? You're not going to, just like anything else, you're not going to go give yourself a boot camp class somewhere where you're like not comfortable, right?
Like on a surfboard.
Yeah, no one's going to, I mean, you could, you know, there's a workout now on a surfboard. It's called Surf Set.
Right, and you do the paddleboard thing, right?
Yeah. Well, except you're not on water.
Oh.
Yeah. You're doing it like on the surfboard. So it's like a lot of balance and agility work.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd rather do it on the water. But yeah. Anyway.
I guess to each his own.
That's right. Well, this has been, you know, I've just to wrap this thing up, I did find, I found a retro running relay race, and in the race, the whole thing is, I think it's in German, so don't worry about, unless you speak German, I wouldn't worry about the volume, but it's still really interesting, and they set a world record doing this video. And again, you're going to be blown away by how fast these guys are going backwards. And then I also have that video of Attaboy, and he's amazing too. I mean, it's incredible to watch him run backwards. So I'll make sure that those are in the show notes.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch those. That sounds great.
They are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what else have we've had a few other things on the site this week. I remember the cutie exercise.
Oh yeah.
For your embouchure.
Which is, that's great. You should definitely read that. And then you should also read the one about breathing. I am not going to even attempt to say the word breatharianism. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Breatharians or something like that.
Oh, my God.
The breathing diet.
Yeah, the breathing diet. Please read that. That's good. That's some fun entertainment.
Yeah.
And then I found the top 5 funkiest workouts. You should watch that video for your pure entertainment because it is.
Some of the stuff people come up with isn't crazy.
Oh, yes it is.
But that's what we love. So go check those out. Those are on funkyfitnessnow.com.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll see you next week. We're going to do something else, right?
Awesome. Yeah. No, we're going to take a little time machine back to the 1990s and we're going to talk about workout DVDs and infomercials and all the greatest things from the 90s. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. I got to go through the 90s again? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, sorry. But okay. There was some good fitness stuff that we have to talk about.
All right. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
All right. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't already, make sure you visit funkyfitnessnow.com for more of the weird, wild, and kooky things people do to stay fit. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter so you never miss an episode. See you next week.